to his right, to his left, finally gets under center. And it's a handoff to, I can't quite see the numbers there, but he gets ahead for about 4, maybe 5 yards.
Josh White making the hit for the Bearcats. Again, this time the running back, he gets up, is it the running back? Number 16, it looks like.
And that was the fullback, number 27 on the carry there for 5 yards.
Number 16 for the Eagles coming off as he's limping a little bit.
Number 16, that would be George Lapis, senior, 5'8", 150. As they bring a replacement for him, and it's a T formation for Patello and the Eagles once again, second and 5 into bubbly territory at the 48. This is a rolling to the right as Andrew Estrada, the handoff, and he gets out close to the first down marker at the 42-yard line of bubbly, and it's going to be very close to the first down.
Franzlin White for the Bearcats making the hit. Now they're
going to bring out the chains.
The Deckerville Eagles will also showing a little more enthusiasm as they're getting up there ready to run that next play.
So Andrew Estrada now has 11 carries for 36 yards. He's averaging 3.2 a carry. And it's been quite even across the board. We have Lundgren with 9 carries, Wolf with 8, Estrada with 11, and then the quarterback Patello with 5. So as the chains come out, the ball is down at the 42-yard line of Ugly territory. Very close to the first down marker as they're stretching out the chain. Looks like he's going to be about short by a foot. So it's going to bring up third down for the Eagles with 3:05 remaining in the third quarter, trailing 20-0 to Ugly. Deckerville trying to put together a drive here to get in the end zone for the first time. So they're going to mark this one on the near hash at the 42-yard line, a foot short of the first down. Deckerville's ready to get this one going here, as the chains aren't even off and both teams are already in the ready position. Patello under center. T formation. We have number 6, Lundgren, closest to us in the middle. Number 27, the fullback, Wolf. And then on the far side, Andrew Estrada, number 44. As the chains get back in place, they are both teams staying around waiting for the... And there's the whistle. And Patello is under center, warming the hands. 3 minutes remain in the third quarter. And Patello is going to keep this one for himself. Gets the first down. He's out to the 35-yard line and brought down to the 33. And that is a gain of 10 yards with Patello on the keeper. Looked like he was ready for the option, but kept it for himself and gains 10 and a first down for the Eagles.
And the other thing he did, he ran with some authority, which I'm glad to see the Deckerville Eagles doing that. But it might be a little bit too late if they don't put this one in, as Austin Drake made the hit for the Bearcats.
Patel now is in the lead for the rushing tonight with 56 yards on 6 carries. Same formation for Deckerville, moving left to right across the radio at the Ubley 35-yard line. And there's flags on the play, a little movement on the Ubley side of the ball, I believe.
Yep, we're going to have encroachment, so the Eagles will pick up 5 yards on the play.
Bringing up 1st and 5 for the Eagles. That's going to put them at the Ubley 30-yard line now. 30 yards for a score for the Eagles in the third quarter. 2:36 remains with 20-0 Ubley over Deckerville. Patello gets the call from the head coach, Bill Brown. Assistant coach is Dan Brown of the Eagles. And it's 1st and 5 at the 30-yard line.
You think they're related?
I would guess so.
Okay.
Just a guess.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that. So, 1st and 5 for the Eagles. Patello under center, warming those hands once again. It's cold out here, folks. It feels like about 40 degrees now. And it's a handoff to number 6, Lundgren. He moves to his left side. He gets out to about the 25-yard line. He's shy of the first down by about a foot.
Austin Drake making the hit for the Bearcats. So it looks like it is going to be a little short. So they're coming up with a 2nd down and short. They're on down on the 15-yard line of the Bearcats here. Like, this is the second time they've gotten in scoring this close in scoring territory, but they weren't able to finish it or cash in on that drive.
So
in the first half.
Deckerville trying to capitalize here on a 2nd and very short handoff to Lundgren. Gets caught in the backfield.
Looks like Curtis Booms, my man, is playing a heck of a job here for the Bearcats as he came through and on the blitz from the linebacker spot and brought him down. So it'll bring up a 3rd and short again.
3rd and that foot, that lingering 12 inches for the Deckerville Eagles at the Ubley 25-yard line with 1:15 remaining in the third quarter. It's Ubley 20, Deckerville nothing. Deckerville trying to get on the board for the first time here. They have 25 yards to do so. T formation for Deckerville. Patello under center. And he's a handoff to number 44, Andrew Estrada. He has the first down, then about 10 more yards. He's brought down to the 14-yard line of Ubley. First down, Deckerville. Move the chains once again.
He ran over a few ball carriers before he was finally brought down by number 5, Jason Kaufman, for the Bearcats. But that time, Estrada, and I'd give him the ball again because he showed he's not going to be brought down until there's two or three of them going to tackle him.
That is right. They are now on the 15-yard line of Ubley with 47 seconds as the clock is winding down in the third quarter here. Deckerville trying to get on the board as Patello keeps for himself, pitches out to his left. That's Lundgren. He has 5 yards. He's out to the 5-yard line, to the 4-yard line, until he's pushed out of bounds by about four different Ubley Bearcats.
Looks like number 4, Frenzel, was the lead character for the Bearcats. But got a nice gain on that one, so it'll bring up a second and short for the Deckerville Eagles.
And according to the spot, that was a 7-yard gain for Lundgren. He now has 62 yards on 12 carries. It brings up second and 3 for the Eagles at the Ubley 7-yard line. 21 seconds remains in the third as the clock is winding down. Must have been with forward momentum, stopped the play before he's pushed out of bounds. Patello under center, T formation. Estrada in the backfield, but as a handoff to number 27, Wolf. He, not much going on that play. No gain, brings up 3rd and 3.
Josh White at the bottom of the pile there for the Bearcats. That's the end of the third quarter, and the Deckerville Eagles could not put any points on the board.
But they are knocking on the door. It is 3rd and 3. And we are going to the fourth quarter, Ubley leading 20-0 in Deckerville.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for bow and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slug guns to choose from. Pick up a flyer with super gun specials, like the Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver for only $119.99. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sight in service is available. There's over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock from 22 short to 50 caliber. Everything for hunting, from binoculars, slings, and calls to food plot seed. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
And we're back here in Deckerville, 3rd and 3 from the Ubley 7. And it's a handoff to number 27, Wolf. He pushes ahead down to the 3-yard line. Looks like they have the first down.
I think they did. Austin Drake made the tackle. And now the Deckerville Eagles are showing a little urgency in their offense.
And indeed they do. It's T formation, no huddle. It's a handoff to number 27. Once again, he gets down to the 1-yard line this time.
And there's that man, Curtis Booms, making the hit for the Bearcats.
And so it brings up 2nd and goal for the Eagles. Also coming out, no huddle. And they're in the far left of your radio right now. T formation, Patello under center. And a handoff to number 6, London, who lunges across the line of scrimmage, was brought in just before the end zone. And it brings up 3rd down and 1.
Booms, and I'm not sure if Kaufman was in on the tackle also. Going to bring a short gain, so it's going to bring up a 3rd and 2, and the Eagles have to put some points on the board.
Absolutely, 3rd and goal for the Eagles. That's on the yard line. 10:57 remaining in the fourth. Ubley defense switching sides. Flanker to the left, two men in the backfield for Patel and the Eagles. Patel's going to keep this for himself. Hits someone right at the 1-yard line.
Kaufman.
Kaufman. He brings them up short of the touchdown, brings up fourth down for the Eagles.
They went on a quarterback rollout to the left side, and